In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered in thanksgiving for the gift of human life, for the overturning of Roe v. Wade, a great thing that happened since we last met. Thanks be to God. And just so you know that there is a particular set of prayers, proper prayers, for the Mass of giving thanks for the gift of human life, two separate sets of prayers that the Church has provided for at the request of so many of those in the pro-life movement here within the United States, and that has moved its way through the USCCB all the way to Rome. And so the Church has that because of the pro-life movement here in the United States. And so we need to lead with that. One thing that I would encourage you, as my parish is doing presently, that every time it is indeed possible, meaning it's not an obligatory memorial for the rest of the year, we will be offering that Mass every single time. So just like yesterday, where it was possible to celebrate the saint, well, we didn't. We offer the Mass of Thanksgiving for the gift of human life. So often have we spent countless hours in prayer for this great grace, and how are we doing in giving thanks for that great grace? You see, there's to receive a gift is one thing, but to give thanks is another thing. And it is far more important to give thanks for the gifts which we have already been given. One thing which is often said is, do we, when something breaks or something because of that, because somebody's clumsiness or things like that, maybe you as parents or you, your own parents turned to you and said, look, that's why we can't have nice things, right? Well, in the same way, you and I can't have nice things in a spiritual sense, not because of clumsiness, because God can overcome any clumsiness that you or I have, but we can't have nice things because we do not give thanks for them. We do not give thanks for them. And so we need to spend lots of extra time giving thanks. And that's what I wish to dwell upon today with you all. Remember the first time we met, we talked about our need to be pro-life warriors who are warriors first in the sense that we present joy always. And we talked about last time when we met that we ourselves have to see what it is that we love and make sure that everything we do is done in love and for love and because of love. Everything in that way. And today, I wish to dwell on you to remind you that if we are going to live out this pro-life apostolate to protect life in so many ways, we must also give thanks. We must give thanks for so many things. St. Lawrence of Brindisi is one of the great doctors of the Church. He lived at the time of the Protestant rebellion, the Protestant revolt that happened. And so he was given one, a man of many graces. In fact, he embodies the perfect gift of the soldier for Christ for that time, the true spirit of reformation, true spirit of defense of the faith, a real soldier for Christ, in that God had visited with him countless graces. Particularly, he was skilled in every language necessary for interpreting Scripture, Hebrew, Greek, Latin, all the erudite languages, but as well as the ability to speak so many of the modern languages, just be able to speak Syriac and Hebrew, not just to be able to read it, to be able to speak in Greek and in Latin and in Italian and all these other native languages, so that when he would go out and preach, he was able to preach in whatever place he was ever sent as a papal legate or anything else that he did in the language of the particular people there. A great grace for him to be able to expound the mysteries of the Scriptures, to know them. It was said of St. Lawrence of Brindisi that if every copy of the sacred Scriptures were to be lost to man, that St. Lawrence would be able to fill in what was lacking. For he had so memorized the Scriptures as it was though he himself was a living gift of the sacred Scriptures himself. So too you and I should take on that same sort to the degree to which you and I have. Most of us are not forced by our labor to be so engaged in that active work each and every time of every moment of our day. And so we can give ourselves all the more to the study of Scripture to make sure that we ourselves become dripping with Scripture. And even if our work occupies us in so many grave ways, we can always find time to be able to memorize Scripture, to incorporate it into our lives, to in this way embody it. Because even though not all of us are called to preach in the same way as the priest is or the deacon or the bishop, who is the source of all preaching, but each of us is called to preach in our own particular ways to be able to share the good news that God has given us. And so to be able to have that base, which is sacred Scripture and is indeed the teachings of the Church, the catechism and such, to be able to proclaim those things so that when we store up those graces for ourselves and diving within the Scriptures and things of Holy Writ that we, as St. Peter speaks about in 1 Peter, he says to always be ready to give a defense for the faith that we have in Christ. And so, more on the level of thanksgiving, beyond the saint, you and I hear from that first reading about the broken cisterns, right? That is a very important passage for you and I to go back to often and often to remember how important was a cistern. A cistern was a well which was dug deep and protected with clay in such a way so that it would hold water, and that wherever the rains would come, whenever they would come in a desert place, that the waters would gather there. And so that when people would know where these cisterns were and could uncork them, so to speak, and then go down and find the safe, fresh water to nurture their beasts and themselves as they would make these long journeys through the desert. And it was the greatest of all difficulties and greatest of all horrors to find that one had a broken cistern where you were relying upon the water that would be held there, and to find that there is no water there to refresh oneself. It could be a case of life and death for a person. And so in the same way, to not allow ourselves, which is what the prophet is talking about, to become ourselves broken cisterns, where we ourselves have received many graces, but then they fall so quickly through our grasp. God has visited us with many gifts within our lives, and to let them just fall carelessly so that they not be used. And when somebody comes to you and I to be refreshed, to be given graces where they find none because we've been careless with them, we've allowed ourselves to be distracted with distractions that rob us of grace, or giving ourselves to actions with ourselves that deprive the soul of grace, so that when somebody comes to refresh from us, they cannot receive it. We, as those who are members of this pro-life movement, need to be full of these graces. Full of these graces, such that when somebody comes in a moment of difficulty and hardship, when they themselves are in great distress, that we are have that wellspring of life which is flowing through us, from which they themselves are able to refresh themselves. So that you and I may be able to do so, let us begin this day and each of these days by continuing to remember to give thanks to God for the great gifts which we have been given, particularly for the overturning of this most heinous decision, the blackest mark upon the soul of these United States in this time, and to continually give thanks, to make sure that everything within our life is marked with a thanks for them. When we begin our morning offering, at the end of it, to thank God and praise Him for this great work which could not be accomplished were it not for His faithfulness to His people. He desires these things to be upon us, just as what it speaks about in our scriptures at the end here today, our Lord turning to them and saying, why are these things hidden from others and revealed to us? Well, our Lord says, blessed are your eyes because they see and your ears because they hear. Amen. Many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, and they did not see it. They long to hear what you do hear, and they did not hear it. And so to recognize that we are the ones who see so beautifully in this time these graces, which so many who had gone before did not get to see, died before they were able to see the overturning of such decisions in you and I, as we will see, God willing, very soon, the overturning of the laws on the local level here in the state of New Mexico, and a real restoration of the great dignity of human life from its very conception unto its natural death. We can already begin to give thanks for those things which are not yet seen, not yet realized in our time, because we know they be the will of God, and according to His most perfect will, they will indeed be accomplished. Let us ask our Lord for thanksgiving as we offer these sacred mysteries in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Forget to share with you that last time when we were here, there was a young lady who was preparing to become a novice for the Sisters of Life, who was here with us, young Carla Villarreal. And she, just this week, was received in the novitiate in New York, and is now no longer Carla, but Luz Maria Jose Villarreal. And so if you'll continue to pray for her these 2 years where she's not able to leave there, and to further her formation as well. In addition, another thing to give thanks to life for God for her life is there was a little child we were asking you to pray for who was in transverse position and then was in breech position and was told now it has to be a C-section to be able to do so. Well, God worked a great miracle through the intercession of St. Gianna Bretomola, our patron, and she flipped the child around literally in the last moment when she was going in at an emergency visit because she was bleeding, and the child was head down and ready to go, natural birth. What a great grace. And I'm going to visit that little baby, Jonas, a little bit later this evening to be able to see in preparation for baptism in short order. God is a God of life, protects, and is able to do great miracles, and so we should be full all the more of the thanksgiving for the gifts which have been given, that we may be ready to receive the greater gifts in due course.